Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, and horticulturist. I love to help people with their gardening problems. I'd love to hear from you. Guy is here. He's producing the show today. He'll be here to take your phone calls. And we will also be taking your text messages. Remember your name and your location, your city, for a perfect text message. That'll be great. So Linda from Brantford, thank you so much. I'll be getting right to you. So we've heard from Jim in North Florida. 61 degrees, Guy, in North Florida.
Wow.
So it's pretty, it's clear this morning so far, and it's starting to feel like fall, Jim says. He says his broccoli and kale are already up after 2 days, and he's still waiting on collards, cauliflower, and cabbages to come up. And he is a little dry this week as far as rainfall, but I'm sure this week, he feels he's going to be getting enough rain, and I think so. So make sure you turn your irrigation systems off. So the dirty word of the day is coming up, and so let's hear from Mr. John Denver.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling.
The dirty word of the day is xylem and phloem. There's two words. So xylem is one of the two types of transport tissue in vascular plants, the other being phloem. The basic function of xylem is to transport water from roots to stems and leaves, but it also transports nutrients. The word xylem is derived from the ancient Greek word meaning wood. The best known xylem tissue is wood, though it is found throughout a plant. So phloem is the living tissue in vascular plants that transports the soluble organic compounds made during photosynthesis, in particularly the sugar sucrose, to the rest of the plant. It carries products of photosynthesis from the place of the origin to organs where they are needed. These organs are called roots, storage organs, flowers, and fruits. In trees, the phloem is the innermost layer of the bark, hence the name derived from the ancient Greek word meaning bark. Both xylem and phloem terms were introduced by Carl Nageli in 1858. Carl Wilhelm Nageli was a Swiss botanist. He studied cell division and pollination, but became known as the man who discouraged Gregor Mendel from further work on genetics, saying it wasn't plausible. I don't know whether I would like to be known for that. So the dirty word of the day is xylem and phloem, and you can see it on betterlawns.com on our website. And so I wanted to say we had a great first hour interview with Dr. Braham Dillon with the Fort Lauderdale Research and Education Center. And he does work on the pathogens and fungus Ganoderma on palm trees. And he had some great recommendations and more information on that. And even a test that you can get for your palm tree to know if it does have Ganoderma. And so I will be posting that on our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, our Facebook page. Please like our page, give us 5 stars, and I look forward to, reading your text and your posts. You can send us gardening questions on it, and then also, too, you can send gardening questions to our Better Lawns and Gardens website page, or you can text us at 23680. I also announced my Best of English Gardens and Chelsea Flower Show on May 16th and 25th. Lots of wonder people are going. Some are gardeners. Some want to learn how to garden, and others just love looking at gardens. It's going to be an incredibly historic time to visit London and the surrounding historic sites with the passing of the Queen and new King George III's coronation. We're also going to be visiting the sites where Harry Potter was filmed, Hogwarts, and then also the famous gardens at Sissinghurst and Great Dix. So you don't want to miss it. This is just going to be a wonderful trip. So I hope you'll think of joining us. And you can go to betterlawns.com to find out more about our special gardening tour. And also, too, you can go onto our website, betterlawns.com, to find out what you need to do to finish up the month with gardening in September. Okay, you can find out the different chores for your lawn, what kind of vegetables you can be planting, and then also to the flowers and herbs and bulbs that you can be planting in your lawn. If you're new to Florida, you can sign up for my newsletter, which will be starting again in October. You'll get information about that if you've signed up, and you can do that by going to my website, which is she-consulting.com, or you can just Google me, Teresa Watkins, and she, or Better Lawns and Gardens, and I come up, and you will find my website. So we have Katie DeBow. She's the president of Garden Media Group. She has her exciting 2023 Garden Trends Report. I'm looking forward to it. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Driving a truck or bus is a very demanding job. It can keep you on the road for long periods and at night, which can affect your sleep quality. Sleep loss or fatigue can cause symptoms similar to impaired driving. Get enough sleep before you drive. Be aware of signs of fatigue, such as frequent yawning, heavy eyes, or blurred vision. Don't keep on trucking when you're tired. Take a break. Don't drive drowsy. For information, visit flhsmv.gov. Brought to you by the Florida Highway Patrol, Office of Commercial Vehicle Enforcement.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hello, friend. Al Purnell here, the sausage man. For Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. People ask me how Old Folks Sausage got its name. Well, Old Folks was my daddy's nickname. He got it when he was a little boy, being around the old folks and listening to their stories and learning things. That's how he learned to make great tasting sausage the old-time way. And that's still how we make it today. Try Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $5.
$500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. One of my favorite shows all year round is the Garden Trends Report. It comes out every September. Katie is the president of Garden Media Group. It is a woman-owned and run public relations firm specializing in the home and garden industry. They've celebrating more than 30 years in business. The company was started by her mom, Susie McCoy. Wonderful, wonderful family. So she is the author of the Garden Trends Report. She travels the world scouting and talking and presenting garden trends from Italy to Chicago. She is amazing. She is also the guest host on QVC for Cottage Farms, a judge at the Philadelphia Flower Show. She's won numerous awards and accolades. I'm so excited to talk with her again. Good morning, Katie. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Teresa. I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you so much. So the new 2023 report, you've got it wrapped up. You know what's going to be happening. So I can't wait to hear everything. I know, Katie, that I feel over the last 3 years, it's been so chaotic and stressful. What are we experiencing in our families, in our own lives, and in our careers right now?
Oh, I know. It's been hard for so many people. And I have two little kids and, you know, balancing work and life. And it's been really tough. But the green lining, as I like to say, in that is that people have found personal empowerment through gardening. And they've been able to grow their own food for the first time ever and have success growing plants or keeping something green alive indoors. And it's really made them feel reliant on themselves, and it's given them peace and solace. And you and I have found that through gardening for a long time, but so many people discovered how great being in nature and you know, digging our hands in the dirt can be over these past 3 years.
Getting back to our roots is really important.
Yes.
and it works so well for our sensibility, our awareness, and just our peace of mind. So it's been in the news so much this year. How does the Tesla affect the garden industry and our own lives and gardening?
It has. And, you know, what's funny is, you know, in our trends report, of course, we like to keep things really interesting. And so you put Tesla in anything and people say, huh, Tesla and gardening? But technology is moving so fast, incredibly fast. And our green industry typically does not, keep up with the pace. But we are ahead of the curve here. In fact, more people are starting to switch to make the move to battery-powered or electric equipment. So that's what we're seeing here is the trend in technology in the green industry. And it's convenient. You know, people, these new gardeners who have found the empowerment in our industry, they want to use technology because they use it every day. There's a great app that I love, Teresa, called From Seed to Spoon. And you can calculate your when you planted your seeds. First, you can find out what the best plants to plant for you are. Then you can calculate when you planted it, and they'll predict when you should harvest it. You can find recipes. So it's amazing, all of the technology that's out there that will give people more success when they garden, which is what we want.
I have a young millennial couple, that is expecting their first child. They have a Tesla in the garage, and he's bought a electric lawnmower. And,
yep.
You know, and so it's just it's battery operated, but very exciting. So I can see that. So, but in the country, around the country, housing and rental prices are going wacky, sky high, or we can't find any at all, housing shortages.
Yep.
So what are some solutions we can look for in 2023 that affect the landscape?
Yeah, so that's what we like to look at, macro trends. So what's happening on a big scale? And we look at the housing shortage and we think, how is this going to impact gardening? And so the biggest thing here is the ADU, or the accessory dwelling unit. So I don't know what's happening in Florida, but in a lot of cities across the country, they're changing their regulations and they're now allowing zoning. So maybe you were only allowed a 1400 square foot lot size before on an acre, or that's pretty small, but you know, on a certain lot size, but now they're changing that. So people can live in these beautiful little smaller homes on someone else's property. It helps offset the mortgage, but it also enables those people to have a great house close to, you know, the good schools, the best city centers, good transportation. So that's really what's happening in the world. But how does that affect the green industry? Well, we need to make sure that those people who now are putting multiple houses on a property have a beautiful place to live. It can't just be a lawn anymore. Out with just lawns, in with beautiful plants and privacy. So the big key here is people are looking for more privacy as they spend time outside. They don't want to have to look at their neighbors.
That's with the close quarters. That is so true, with a comfort zone. And so what do we see? Do we see more hedges, or do we see more containers with taller plants in it? How are we seeing? What are we going to see with that?
All of the above. And what I'm seeing when I go to these different trade shows, I was just in Canada speaking and doing all of these things, walking around these shows, we're seeing these different ways to grow up. So I saw something that looks like the old rope wall that you would climb in gym class, that's made for your plants to, you know, vining plants to grow up. Or like you said, planting, growers are creating smaller versions. There's a new knockout rose and it's petite. It only grows to be about 18 inches tall because it's made for a container. So growers are really seeing, okay, people are growing in smaller spaces. How can we make our edible plants? You know, I love our bushel and berry plants. So these are smaller, compact berry plants. How can we make sure that these people who are living in smaller spaces still have the great quality plant material that come in much larger shrubs before?
So another trend in Garden 2023, the Garden Trends Report, is down aging. What is that going to be in 2023? What is down aging?
Yes. Well, so this is something really interesting, and it's the concept that people are living longer than they ever have before. And it's not just that they're living longer, it's that they are living, their brain power is like they're 30 years younger. So, you know, down there in Florida, you guys have Jimmy Buffett's retirement home, Margaritaville. it's these boomers who are, you know, we can't count boomers out. So often, brands across the sphere want to focus on millennials. How do we get millennials? But we have to remember that the boomer generation has been such a tried and true garden audience, a loyal generation of folks who love to garden. But maybe they've now moved. Maybe they've moved from the Northeast down to Florida, so they're gardening in a different zone. So we have to figure out how to really remember they love to garden, but let's teach them, okay, how do you garden in containers? Because you're in a smaller space. You don't have an acre anymore. How do you garden in zone 9 instead of zone 7? So really just understanding the changes of this, what we call super ager generation, not anymore just the boomer, but these amazing people who are still active, still gardening, just maybe in a different way.
I know that, like, the new 60 or the 60s is the new 40. And so,
yeah.
You know, I still feel like I'm 35, 40 years old. And,
exactly.
You know, and it's just wonderful to be able to be this active at, you know, at this age. And gardening was definitely a reason for that. So
yeah.
My kids do TikTok. It's a trend that we're going to see in gardening. What is all the talk about talks?
I know. Well, we go from talking about super agers, to TikTok, which seems not like it's not a connective tissue, but it is, because we actually see TikTok as pass-through content. I don't know about you, Teresa, but my mom will show me a text that she's received that's a TikTok. Her friends are texting around TikTok, so maybe they're not on the platform, but it's getting out there. And plants are the fourth most talked about topic on the platform.
Really?
So, yes. So, for when we talk to our garden customers, we say, if you want to reach people, not just young people, and it's not just for dance videos, there people are talking about books. They're talking about financial literacy on the app. So we call it now Plant Talk, because it has become so popular with people talking about, all kinds of things, education and inspiration on how to grow plants.
Well, I'm going to have to look it up and just kind of research it, because that sounds so fascinating. And so I love that. Thank you so much. So what will be the inspiration theme for gardens in 2023?
Well, we actually, we do a lot of research for our trends, and we got this one from Pinterest. They say that Grecian style. So, if you can picture if you're lucky enough to have traveled to the Mediterranean, the whitewashed walls, the olive trees, really earthy tones, we think that we see this really catching on, this Greek garden style, particularly how they use gravel in a lot of their design. And most importantly, you and I both love native plants. So the use of drought tolerant native plants in a garden, garden smarter, not harder, is really the model here.
That's wonderful. And that millennial couple I was talking about just earlier with the Tesla effect, is that they put in a garden that looks like the Mediterranean. I designed olive trees and pavers, white pavers, and so, but also blue pavers. And so Greece is blue. So it's going to be fascinating to see that. So this isn't all the garden trends that you're predicting for 2023, Katie. I wish I could talk to you all day long. I miss seeing you, and I can't wait to see the baby. They're just growing up so fast. So the exciting trends report, this garden trends or 2023 garden trends, you have information like climate change and color of the year. And I don't want to, spoil anything, but where can they find and read this report?
Oh, thank you. Yes. Go see what the color of the year is at gardenmediagroup.com/trends. Where you can download the full report. And you can follow us at Garden Media on all the social channels. We post a bunch of news about where these trends are being spotted in the wild. And we'd love to hear, I'd love to see pictures of your clients, and we can share those too.
That's wonderful. We're coming up on a hard break again. So say the website again, and it's free. So you can go and download the report and see all the beautiful pictures and get all the information on the 2023 Garden Trends Report. Katie, what is the website again?
GardenMediaGroup.com/trends.
Oh, Katie, thank you so much. I have to give you and your company, Garden Media Group, big kudos. Your predictions are spot on every year. It's so fascinating. So I'm looking forward now to 2023 and down aging. I'm gonna practice my down aging in the landscape.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, hon, take care. And so that's Garden Media Group /trends. Or just Google Katie Dubow. You'll see her on QVC. You'll see her all over the place. And the trends is very fascinating. Wait till you see the color of the year guy. You're going to look great in it. I'm just going to tell you that right now. We're going to take a break right now. It's the perfect time to get on board to call or text your gardening question. You can just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text 23680. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out, while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens and tell them to call in with their gardening questions so I can help them too. You can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967 or you can text at 23680. If you miss any of today's show, you can hear Better Lawns and Gardens on betterlawns.com and also on audioboom.com, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, and so many other podcast stations. Just go up and Google Teresa Watkins and Better Lawns and Gardens, and you will see all the different podcasts. You can hear us on Apple Tunes, too, as well. You can find Better Lawns and Gardens on Facebook, and you can go to the page, like us, give us 5 stars, tell one person. That's all we ask. That'll be wonderful. Let's go to Jackie in Melbourne. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for calling.
Well, I'm sure you've gotten this question a bunch of times because I see wild mushrooms just taking over. If I could grow produce the way I have mushrooms in my yard, I would have beautiful tomatoes. I don't understand what is going on. Why do they just keep coming up? What can I do?
Okay, so one, the mushroom spores are airborne carried. So as we have winds and the storms come through and the cold fronts come through and the winds happen, it spreads the air spores. And so we are getting the mushrooms because we have a lot of rain. I will say one thing, it's an indication of good soil, okay, that you have them in there because, it comes with the microbes and the good organisms that, you find in good mushroom compost and things like that. So, they don't do any harm whatsoever to your yard. And when the ground dries up, they will vanish.
Okay.
So
nothing I need to be putting down or anything?
Nothing you need to be putting down. We just need to wait for it to dry up, which, Jackie, this week isn't going to happen.
Right. I'm constantly pulling, and I'm hoping to get the whole root thinking that they're going to just back.
It doesn't even have anything to do. They don't have a root system.
I really don't, but I'm like trying to get all of it.
Okay. But where are the fairies going to dance? So, in the middle of the night, 3, 4 o'clock, even 5, in the early wee hours of the morning, the fairies come out and dance.
Yeah,
okay. So, it's just something that's a part of nature. It's not a bad sign. It's actually a good sign of, good activity that's going on in the soil. So kind of enjoy them. And then when the soil dries up, we go into our winter season, you won't get them again. All right?
Can the fairy come for tomatoes? All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jackie. I love that. Thank you so much. Let's go to James in Georgia. Good morning, James. How are you?
I am well. Thank you very much, ma'am. Got a question about crepe myrtle trees. I've planted several crepe myrtle trees, the Natchez White variety, but I think they're all pretty much the same as far as growth and care. I'm having trouble with what I call little sucker shoots coming out from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prevent that?
Okay, well, so crepe myrtles aren't really a classic tree. They're more of a shrub, okay?
Yeah.
And so they do sucker. Those branches do come up. And so let me just ask you a couple of your landscaping practices. Do you cut it back harshly in the wintertime?
No.
Okay, so you don't trim it at all on the top?
No.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I prune off some of the lower branches maybe to make it grow taller.
Okay, that's fine. And so do you mow around it?
Yes.
Okay, do you mow? And so do you nick the trunk area or do you weed whack around that area?
No.
Okay.
No,
so
definitely not.
Okay, so this is just going to be a natural process. How old are the trees? How long have they been in the ground?
2 years.
Okay. So it's a young tree. So
yes.
If you will just keep cutting those off, as it gets to be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, those suckers are going to stop coming up.
Okay.
So just catch them when they're really fresh, you know, new and green and very flexible. Yeah. Rub them off, cut them off, and okay. As your tree gets bigger, those will stop happening.
Very good. Thank you. One other question.
Sure.
This year, and I'm showing my ignorance about it, but the little, what I call little balls that turn into blooms.
Yes.
I got it's loaded with them, but they never bloom.
Okay. So the Natchez only blooms once a year, but so are you fertilizing?
Some, yes.
Okay. It might help to fertilize them more. Go ahead and fertilize on a regular basis with a blooming fertilizer, and they just may be blooming late. So if they haven't bloomed yet, they still may. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, I would up your fertilizer.
But if they bloom and then it's still loaded with these, I guess you'd call them blooms that haven't bloomed, they're never going to bloom?
I just don't know. I'd have to see it, okay? And,
yeah.
You know, it would just be a guess on my part. But I'm still thinking they're going to bloom. It's still, you know, we've still got a couple more months.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? That's kind of interesting. If you ever want to send me a picture, I'd love to see it.
To this number?
Not to this number. You can go ahead and just send it on betterlawns.com. You can go there and send me pictures, or you can email me at teresa.watkins@live.com.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, James. Thank you for listening in Georgia. And we're going to go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Teresa. Hey, I got a question about nematodes. My son was asking me. I said, I'll find out for you. He's transplanting some, I think, a tomato plant, some vegetable plants from one pot to a bigger pot.
Uh-huh.
And he says when it has nematodes in the roots, should he put all new dirt in, new dirt on the bottom, or what do you suggest?
Yeah, all new dirt, that would be good. The more organic the soil is. Nematodes, I don't know whether it is nematodes or not. That's my concern. So if it's old soil, it could be nematodes. But the more organic the soil, the less nematodes you're going to have because they like dry, old soil, sandy soils. They don't like organic material.
Oh, yeah, it's about 2 years old, I think he said. The soil.
Yeah, I would change out vegetable soil every year in containers.
Oh, okay. I got one more question if you got time.
Real quick. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay. I got oleanders and I got a grayish-green fungus growing on all the trunks.
Okay. They sound like lichens. It shouldn't hurt it. I don't think it's going to be a problem, Roy. Thank you so much for calling
thanks.
In. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. You're listening to the Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
Call 800-363-7934. 800-363-7934. That's 800-363-7934. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
There's an old expression, everyone you meet is fighting a great battle you know nothing about. That's especially true right now because we're facing a variety of challenges never experienced in our lifetime. So what can we do? Well, there's nothing like hearing an encouraging word from someone. It's wind in our sails. To encourage means to provide support to help someone keep going. It's more than just a casual, off-the-cuff, kind word. It's a decision to love them, to reach out to them, to show you care. The Bible teaches us that encouragement isn't optional, but a command. Encourage one another and build one another up. In a world where so many use words to discourage, let's choose to encourage. It's easy to tear a person down, but God wants us to build them up, to give people courage for living. This is Bryant Wright, hoping to encourage you today. Speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have a 15 minutes for the rest of the show. If you missed any of today's show, you can go back to betterlawns.com and hear it on our website. iHeartRadio, just Google Better Lawns and Gardens on any of the podcast networks, and you can hear us. You can also go to audioboom.com and see all of the topics for every week for the last 2 years. And you can look at, and listen to all those shows too as well. I'd like to say hi to Ellen in Chicago. She loves hearing our show every morning on Saturday. And she wants to start a lemon or a fruit tree in a pot due to the weather here. We will be thinking about you, Ellen, this winter, I will tell you honestly. And so, yes, you can grow fruit trees indoors up north. You just want to make sure that you have really good sunlight, very warm sunlight, you know, bright sunlight. And you can use a regular potting soil for the fruit tree. And then also, too, you want to fertilize when you see new growth and fertilize fruit trees on a regular basis, 3 to 4 times a year. And so with Chicago, it's probably, you're only going to probably need it about 3 times a year. And so, yes, definitely you can do it indoors. If you'd like to send me an email, I can send you more information. And that's teresa.watkins@live.com. So lots of text messages. If you have a phone question you'd like to call in, I know there's somebody out there who has the same issues you're having, and they want to hear you. And so you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. So Linda from Branford, up in North Florida, Zone 8, she's planted a 4-foot Satsuma and a ruby red grapefruit in 5-gallon buckets. And she's also got cactus palms and succulent potting soil for winter months. She said, how often and how much should I water them? Okay, so she's got a special potting soil that is for plants that like it dry. Cactus, palm, and succulents like it dry. So it probably doesn't have a lot of moisture-holding ingredients in the soil, which is really good for Satsumas and ruby red grapefruits because they don't like to have a lot of moisture. And she said the buckets have good drainage, which I'm assuming that she's put holes into them. She said, I never use this type of soil, which the nursery suggested. And she said, thank you. Well, thank you for texting, Linda. And I don't like to pay a dollar for a grapefruit either. So growing your own is wonderful. So how often should you water? This goes for everything. For your landscape, for your containers, for your hanging baskets. Stick your finger in the pot up to about the second knuckle. Okay? Feel the moisture. If the soil is cool, moist, or damp, so that you do not need to water it, okay? You want to water it when it is dry, water it enough so that it drains out of the bottom, and then you don't need to water again, especially if it's in a pot. If it's indoors, zone 8, you're not going to be getting the hot temperatures we get here in zones 9, 10, and 11. You're not going to have to be watering as much in the wintertime as you will in the summertime. So stick your finger in the pots, in the basket, in the soil, in your containers. If the soil is cool, moist, or damp, you do not need to water. All right, that great question. So we are hearing from Central Florida. My 4-foot-high Simpson stopper has sprouted multiple new plants at the base here in Central Florida. Can I dig those up to transplant? Or are they connected to the main plant? I don't know because I can't see them. But if they're connected to the main plant, you can still cut those suckers off. If they're like about 6 inches tall, 8 inches tall, just clip it at the bottom diagonally and then propagate that branch that you've cut off, that twig that you've cut off that's very flexible, screen. Put it in a pot with potting soil. Keep it in the shade. Keep it moist, and they will develop a root system after a couple of months. So, you know, when I propagate like that, when I cut off clippings and propagate them, I have about a 30 to 40% success ratio. So that means if you want one or two or three plants, you're going to want to do 5 to 6 to 7 plants. And out of those, you're going to get them. They may all root and be successful, or you can get 3 to 4 plants out of that. So that's a really good question. It's a wonderful plant for hedges, for privacy. It's a great plant. All right, let's go to Bill in Orlando. Good morning, Bill. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. Happy Saturday to you.
Thank you so much.
Question, I'm an impatience lover. I've been for a long time, and I noticed that I even get some from seeds, some volunteers that pop up. And I noticed the proliferation of flowers are not like it was years and years ago. Is there a reason for that?
Well, you know, we had that issue with impatiens with the downy mildew, and they've come up with new varieties that are less susceptible to mildew. And so I don't know. Are you fertilizing on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah.
So you're doing everything the same. It just may be one of the things when they've propagated this variety that is less susceptible, it may not be as, you know, abundant flowering as it was before. But, you know, Bill, that's a really good question. I'm going to call some of my impatient growers and I'm going to ask them that. Okay. And
maybe
I'll
the wrong ones.
Maybe it's not the original variety that you're used to or the older variety, but I'm going to ask some growers and see what they say, if it has anything to do with the new varieties that are less susceptible. You know, when they do roses, with the ones that grow beautiful stems that we use in floral arrangements or floral deliveries, you know, those don't have the fragrance that other roses do. And so sometimes when we breed roses or breed new plants, we gain something, but we lose something else out of it. So, but that's a really good, interesting question. So let me find out, and I'll update you next week.
Great. And one final thing. I texted you before, and I missed your answer, and that is we have zoysia grass, mm-hmm. and it's inundated with sedge. And I've used some Image on that, and it doesn't seem to knock it down. Is there any other suggestion?
Well, it just depends on the time of year you use it, because if you use an herbicide in the summertime, the weeds are stronger than the zoysia grass. So you might want to try using it as we go into the fall and doing an application, and you might need two. It also depends on your herbicide. You want to make sure you're using one that gets rid of sedge. like Sledgehammer, and there's a couple of others on the market that do a really good job. So make sure you're using the right herbicide and then the right time of the year to get rid of it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much and have a great day.
You too, Bill. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Do I have time for one more guy? So we got good. So let me get through these. What is the ratio for compost? It is a 3-to-1 brown to green ratio. Okay, that's the best formula. 3-to-1 brown, your dried leaves, your older, the leaves that fall off from the trees in the fall, to green, your vegetable clippings. So 3-to-1 brown to green. And I think that's good. So let me go through. And Guy, thank you for filling in for Lizzie. I really appreciate it. You did a wonderful job.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And so I want to also talk about Dr. Braham Dillon with the University of Florida Fort Lauderdale Research and Education. He has amazing efforts in research and efforts to keep our palms healthy. I'll be posting the podcast today on our Facebook. You'll be able to listen to it again. Listen to it over and over again if you want. And also, too, you can hear past shows, too, as well. You can get that address for the test that you can send away to see if your palms have Ganoderma, okay? And you'll also be able to find out more about my trips to the Best of English Gardens and the Chelsea Flower Show. And that'll be important. And then also, too, Katie DuBow's The Garden Media Group's 2023 Garden Trends Report. And it has so much more information than Katie and I could squeeze into that little time frame. So you're going to want to read all about it and learn how to downage. I love that. So we're going to be doing that too as well. So thank you so much to all our texters and callers. We have the best shows. Show callers, and we have the best audience. I certainly appreciate you listening in Canada, in Chicago, in Miami, wherever you listen to. I appreciate it. Make sure you turn your irrigation systems off. We are going to get a storm this week coming up, and you just want to be prepared. Be prepared for power outages. Be safe. Go through the hurricane prepared guide list. If you're new to Florida, we're going to get through this, and we've been blessed. We haven't had one so far, so it's our turn. And we definitely do need the rain for our aquifer system, okay? So, again, you want to turn off your irrigation, okay? Do not prune those palm trees. Palm trees are used to hurricanes. They can handle it. Leave the fronds on. That helps them protect them against the wind. If you cut all the fronds off, they're not going to be able to handle it, and you're going to see them snap. I certainly do appreciate it. Please check out SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. They're mosquito bits and dunks. We're proud to have them as sponsors from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651.
That's 800-398-0651.